war record of the 15th Sikhs, April 25th, 1915. The regiment fell in and marched off at 8 a.m. to our point of assembly. Shortly after moving off, there was a long halt, and an order was passed down that the whole brigade would move along the road by companies at 3-minute intervals, owing to the enemy shelling the road. Picks and shovels, signalling equipment, etc., were taken off the carts, and those, with the exception of medical and the small arms ammunition carts, were sent back to camp. March was resumed, but was very slow, owing to the enormous amount of traffic passing in all directions. Batteries and ammunition limbers, hospital vehicles and motor caravan with wounded, motor lorries, refugees and bodies of infantry were everywhere. The spires and towers of Ypres soon came into sight, and simultaneously so too were the whistling and screaming of shells followed by loud explosions as they fell into the unhappy town. And although the brigade left the main road passing north of the town, where comparatively few shells were falling, it was sufficiently unpleasant to cause no dawdling on the way. While on the march, the noise of the 42-centimeter shell was first experienced, and the noise of its transit is best compared to that of an express train. The Wipers Express, which then exploding throws an enormous column of debris, smoke, etc., some 300 feet into the air. A hole made by one of these in the ground near Ypres measured 72 feet across and 48 feet deep. In due course, Ypres, which was fast crumbling into ruins, was left behind, and Saint-Jean was approached, where the regiment in lines of companies in a very restricted area took up a preparatory formation in the open fields behind the south of the village and awaited developments.